USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The federal magistrate judge who authorized the FBI search warrant of President Trump's Florida home said he could release portions of the underlying affidavit to the public after giving federal prosecutors a week to suggest redactions. Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell on Fox News Thursday.
Well, if they say that they were so concerned about documents being destroyed, then that really doesn't hold much water for me.
75-year-old Alan Weisselberg, President Trump's former CFO, failed to pay taxes on more than $1.7 million worth of gifts. He could have gotten years in prison, but probably will serve no more than 100 days if he agrees to become a witness for the prosecution against the Trump Organization. Indonesian officials are reporting China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's leader Vladimir Putin plan to attend the G20 summit in Bali later this year. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to Medishare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And Medishare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. Medishare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A child's death in Nebraska has shocked the medical community.
A child has died from a suspected infection of a brain-eating amoeba in Nebraska. If confirmed, it will be the first known death from it in the state. The Douglas County Health Director stated that the child had gone swimming in the Elkhorn River and began showing symptoms 5 days later.
Right now, the CDC is in possession of tests to further confirm that this was indeed caused by Naegleria fowleri. And right now, we are urging the public to simply be aware and to take precautions when they are being exposed to any warm, freshwater lakes, streams, ponds. Those types of sources are really where you're going to see your highest risk.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
We are USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
As the FBI is being scrutinized by millions of Americans for breaking the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, when they raided President Trump's home, the same judge that okayed the warrant by Attorney General Merrick Garland is presiding whether or not to release its contents. But with the history of the FBI lying in recent years that may have affected a presidential election, the FBI's word does not carry the weight it once did in America. Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell on Fox News disputes the agency's claims on the Trump raid.
Well, if they say that they were so concerned about documents being destroyed, then that really doesn't hold much water for me, because we've heard that there were discussions about whether or not they were going to execute this warrant, and my sources tell me they were spirited discussions for a couple of weeks. So if they were really concerned, and I've been concerned many times in my career when writing warrants about the destruction of evidence, and also when we're hitting houses or executing warrants, when we're concerned about, there are exigent circumstances, and we know for a fact that something is most probably going to be destroyed. But here, I don't really see that based on the timeline that we've discovered in the last week.
Japan's government wants young people to drink more alcohol in an effort to reverse declining sales and less tax revenue for Japan's government. The Saka Viva campaign wants young people between the ages of 20 and 39 to help out their efforts. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.